Welcome back to the Sports Desk, and I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by former Finn Harps captain Declan Boyle. Declan, we'll start with the big news this morning that Liam Buckley has left Sligo Rovers.
Yes, just heard that myself. Obviously, it's not great news for Sligo Rovers or for Liam Buckley. Disappointing, obviously. Has been involved in the game a long time in regards to his career managing St Pat's for 7 years, then left them 2018 as well. So came in 2 seasons ago, and obviously the results haven't been going well. Performances haven't been great on the pitch, and when you put both of those together, you know, something's got to give. And you mentioned last week that the game against Bowes and Sligo, Keith Long would be under pressure, and we mentioned as well that obviously Liam would be under better pressure as well, and obviously Bowes beat Sligo 2-1, and as a result of that, Liam has stepped away from the job. And disappointing, really good lad, loads of experience, and but we all know it's about results, and results haven't been good, and Sligo have big budget, and they want to be up fighting for Europe, and at the minute they're a wee bit off that.
Yeah, and you mentioned that it's defeat number 6 of the season 2 for Liam. So they play Derry next, Sligo do. For Derry, does it make their game more difficult in a way of because of the possible change in style of play and maybe even some fresh faces coming into that Sligo team?
Yeah, listen, it's going to be a big game for both clubs, Sligo Rovers and Derry City. And Derry City need, obviously, to get 3 points to close that gap between themselves and Shamrock Rovers. Shamrock Rovers are away to Drogheda, and you expect them to pick up 3 points with Derry City. Can't afford that gap between themselves and Shamrock Rovers getting any bigger. So Sligo Rovers, obviously, John Russell come in as caretaker manager for this one and for the foreseeable future until they get somebody in place. So it's a big game. We know, obviously, when a new guy comes in and an old manager loses position, you normally get a reaction, and the crowd and supporters in Sligo will be looking for a reaction, and they'll be looking for a big performance against Derry City. So it's not going to be an easy game for Derry City, but you know, a lot to go for both teams, and both teams looking for 3 points.
Yeah, and sticking with the North West then, and Finn Harps on Friday night, another disappointing defeat for Ollie Horgan's side, losing 3-1 to Drogheda.
Yeah, disappointing result again. You know, after losing to UCD at home, there were two massive games, and two games we probably just couldn't afford to lose. You know, there were definitely ones you at least get a draw. And then you're away from home as well, and you score. Connor Torrey scored another goal, and just in the second half, just after half time, and a really good time to score. And then Drogheda lose a man as well in the 65th minute and the red card. And you're thinking to yourself now, we should manage this game, see this through, and get out of there at least with a 1-0 victory, or if not, push on to get a second one. And that wasn't the case. And Adam Foley, last year's Hearts player last year, was out for 2 months, and he was on in the 79th minute, and he scores in the 90th, and he assists the last goal for Darren Nugent in the 96th, and it's just disappointing, where we really should have seen that game out, and that's about managing it, the game a bit better. But it's two massive results against us, both UCD and Drogheda. Drogheda pushed further ahead of us. They're now in 16 points, where we're in 10, and UCD, obviously, they lost to Shamrock Rovers on Thursday night, 3-0 at home, and they're in 8 points, so it's getting very, very tight, but we can't afford that gap between ourselves Drogheda to get any further.
Yeah, you touched on it a bit there. Ollie will be disappointed and annoyed, I suppose, with the side that they couldn't leave with at least a point.
Yeah, you know, I heard his interview and he was annoyed as well. And again, he mentioned managing the game out, you know, away from home, team down to 10 men, you should be fit to see it out, 1-0 up, you know. That was in any other team probably this year, they were probably seeing it out. And that's where you need your leaders to come to the fore and manage the game better and just have a good game plan. But, yeah, listen, you know, the first goal was a poor goal to give away, and down the right-hand side and crossed in, and Evan Weir came in and finished it into the box, and good finish by him, and he was just on his up as well. And yeah, listen, once you lose the first one, it gives a wee bit of momentum. So the sending off where Harps had all the momentum in the game, and then the sending off helps that, and then suddenly they get a goal and they kick on from that. And so, you know, games change in moments and momentum changes by goals, and that's what happened. And from that they pushed on, obviously, you know, to lose two goals in the 91st and 96th minutes, it's not good. And yeah, listen, it's a massive game, obviously, now at the weekend, and they're home to Dundalk, and Dundalk are going really well after getting their first one of the season in the Brandywell on Friday night. So they're going really well, and they're in third place in the league as well.
Yeah, you just touched on it there, Declan Dundalk next up for Harps. They're the second most informed team in the country at the minute. It's really going to be an uphill task for Ollie and his side, won't it?
Listen, I mean, the Harps home to Dundalk on Monday night, and it's another home game, obviously. We need to pick up points from somewhere, and yeah, it's going to be a difficult task. Dundalk are coming here in really good form, an excellent result up in Derry, 2-1 victory for them. Up in the Brandy, well, so they're coming in really good form, and it will be hard to beat. So, you know, it's going to be a difficult game, but we need to pick up points from somewhere, and we've got to start making home venues where we pick up 3 points and make it difficult for teams coming there. And we you know, at the minute we just haven't done that, and we have to start picking up points from somewhere, so why not go and pick up points against Dundalk on Monday night? But there's obviously a few suspensions as well and players that are injured, so it's difficult when your squad's so tight and your numbers are not have a large squad of players to play to pick from. But yeah, listen, it's going to be a difficult game against Dundalk, but we need to go and get points, or if not a draw.
And Declan, we mentioned Derry City losing 2-1 to Dundalk at the Ryan McRae Brandywell on Friday night. That kind of puts a dent in Derry's title hopes, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. The results haven't been good. You know, the last 4 games, 2 draws and 2 defeats. So they've got 2 points out of the possible 12. And then obviously Shamrock Rovers have got 12 out of 12. And that's why they pushed 7 points clear of Derry City. And they're in Shamrock Rovers are in 39 points and Derry City in 32. So, yeah, listen, it's they're expecting a big performance, obviously. Derry weren't as good in the first half. Dundalk were better in the first half. And obviously they took the lead as well. Robbie Benson scored in 10 minutes. And so second half, Derry came out and were a lot better and controlled a large portion of the game and got back in the game with Akin Tundy scoring in the 75th minute. You're thinking then they end up 1-1. But Patrick Hoban, who's been firing off under the game, scored in the 82nd minute and they steal 3 points. Their first home away one of the season, Dundalk. And they're coming obviously to Slane Park on Monday. But Derry City, need to pick up points. We said already that their away to Sligo Rovers, which will not be an easy game, but they need to pick up 3 points to try to close that gap between them and Shamrock Rovers, because they don't want that gap going any bigger, because obviously Shamrock Rovers in a really good form and they're just accelerating away from everybody else.
Yeah, and Shamrock Rovers, that lead at the top is now 7 points. Will Shamrock Rovers feel that it's their title to lose now?
Yeah, I mean, they're in a really good position. There's no doubt about it. They have the strongest squad of players. You know, they can put out 2 squad of players and they're just as strong, you know. So they're scoring goals. They're away to Drogheda on Monday night. You're expecting them to beat Drogheda at home but or away from home, but you just never know. But the form that they're in, they're going to push on. And it's very hard to see Derry City staying with them over the long run. But you just never know what's around the corner. But, I mean, it's just difficult. Derry City's got a few injuries as well, and that's probably the squad's been probably stretched a wee bit, and that's obviously helped Shamrock Rovers. But it's very hard to see Shamrock Rovers not going and lifting the title. A long way to go, it's not even halfway yet, but at the minute, the current form they're in, it's very hard to see anybody stopping them.
Yeah, and Declan, then there's a big clash towards the bottom end of the table between Shelburne and UCD. UCD, they can leapfrog Finn Harps with a win, and Harps being defeated. Could you see the students grabbing all 3 points there?
Yeah, listen, that's going to be a difficult one. Shelburne again picked up a 2-1 victory in St. Pat's. Their away form has been excellent this season, really good. Scored a really good first goal as well on top of that. You know, that's just been flying. Jack Moylan scored an excellent first goal and Jonathan Lundy scored a deflected goal and made it 2-1 and get 3 points. But they're away, obviously, at UCD. UCD are a good team, good players. And it's going to be a hard test, but hopefully maybe a draw will be a really good result for Harps. But yeah, there's no doubt about it. You just don't know how that game could go, but UCD could pull out 3 points out of that game with the form they're in as well.
Yeah, and finally, Declan, then the final game to round off on Monday is a Dublin derby between Pats and Bows. 3 points between the sides in the table at the moment. Which side do you think would be more need of those points?
Yeah, that's a difficult one to call. This one, them games are very close. Obviously, St. Pat's had a 2 derbies with Shelburne on Friday night. Now they're playing Bowes and they'll be looking obviously to turn that around and get 3 points. Bowes had a big 2-1 victory against Sligo Rovers, so they're coming in with a wee bit of form. You just don't know how these games are going to go. Normally the team that scores first goes on to win the game in these kind of close games. But yeah, listen, you could see anybody won this one. It's a hard one to call. It'll probably end up in a 2-2 draw or something like that. But yeah, it's a big game for both clubs, and Keith Long, getting about 3 points and maybe saving his job against Ligaroos. Can he push on and get another 3 points? And that's what he'd be looking to do, to close that gap. As Bowes are sitting at 22 points, St. Patrick 25, so Bowes can go 11 points to St. Patrick, and that's what we're looking to do on Monday night.